This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Remember the big pivot early in the pandemic when consumer-facing food businesses had to figure out how to be not quite so consumer-facing? Restaurants, wholesalers, grocery stores all had to find new ways to keep people fed and keep their businesses alive. And that meant a lot of shipping and delivery. Now, though, things have changed again. The BBC's Victoria Craig checked back in with some businesses across the UK to see how they're doing in year three of this pandemic.
At a refrigerated warehouse on a southeast London industrial estate, this is the sound of change. Wholesale food supplier Smith & Brock is adapting its pandemic-proofed business model for the third time.
We started a home delivery business, which kind of saved our bacon in 2020. And we're now looking at expanding the wholesale business, moving into new premises.
That's Nick Fowler, one of the company's co-owners. When the pandemic first forced people into lockdown 2 years ago, business dried up overnight. With no hotels, restaurants, or events to supply, Smith & Brock packed boxes full of fresh produce and delivered them to people all across London. Then they expanded, partnering with big-name restaurants to offer more customized at-home food experiences. Fowler and his team called the project Knock Knock, and it became a strand of the business that, a year ago, they intended to make permanent. But now...
we're scaling it back just because the demand from lockdown and people going back to restaurants and usual ways of procuring their food has changed, so it's just not really commercially viable anymore.
This week, Smith & Brock delivered its last Knock Knock box because, as Fowler said in a letter to customers, they, quote, don't have the deep pockets of private equity, just the back pocket of his and co-founder Joe's ripped jeans. What's more, with the weather getting warmer and COVID restrictions completely rolled back in the UK, people are itching to get back to the easygoing ways of pre-pandemic life.
People are wanting to go out more than they did pre-pandemic, despite cases still being high.
Darren Morgan is the director of economic statistics at the UK's Office for National Statistics. He and his team have crunched payment card data and restaurant reservations from OpenTable. Aggregate spending, their figures show, was up 6% last week from pre-pandemic levels, while restaurant bookings soared 22% during the same period.
What people are telling us is perhaps they reflected during the pandemic, you know, life is too short. They want to make the most of it when they can in terms of being able to go out and eat, and they've missed it.
It's a trend on full display in East London's Shoreditch neighborhood. Diners at the Mumbai-style Indian restaurant Dishoom are sipping chai, digging into bowls full of black dal, and plates of chicken smothered in a rich red curry sauce. Kavi Takarar is the chain's co-founder.
One thing that we're really focused on is creating beautiful restaurant spaces, great experiences for our team, great experiences for our guests. And when the pandemic hit, obviously it was a complete change of events.
Like so many other restaurants, Dishoom quickly pivoted to at-home deliveries at the start of the pandemic, offering fan favorites like the bacon naan roll.
In the kit, you're going to get some of this fantastic bacon,
which Takarar demonstrated how to make in a step-by-step video online. The offerings were so popular among customers across the UK that in addition to meal kits, Dishoom also launched hot food delivery in several cities. And it expanded its at-home range to include jarred sauces and jams, chai, and even cocktails. Now, at a time when many restaurants are taking away their pandemic-era at-home offerings, Dishoom is moving full steam ahead in the opposite direction.
The people that buy our breakfast kits are now trying our grill kits, or trying our feast kits, or trying our biryani kits. I think as a broader market, meal kits probably have come down. But if I look at the business as a whole, it will, as we add new products and new kits, continue to grow, because I think people are interested in different routines in their own lives.
While Dishoom keeps adding, Smith & Brock's Fowler says his equation isn't all subtraction.
My dad, he was a retail businessman, so he had shops and market stalls and greengrocers and floristry. So it was always something we kind of wanted to do.
And in November, Fowler and his team made the dream a reality, opening the company's first bricks-and-mortar store called The Market. It offers the same restaurant-quality produce and meat delivery customers came to enjoy during lockdown. Another pivot that proves, yet again for consumer-facing food businesses, the only constant in a pandemic is change. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.